This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed upon the significance of attaining education in one's mother tongue. Mr. Modi discussed the impact of the National Education Policy at an interaction with teachers who have been conferred the National Teachers Awards at his residence in New Delhi this afternoon. He suggested that the teachers can teach local folklore to students in different languages so that the students can learn multiple languages and also get exposure to the vibrant culture of India. The Prime Minister said that the teachers can take their students on educational tours to explore India's diversity. This will aid their learning and also help them to get to know about their country in a holistic manner. Mr. Modi added that this will boost tourism and give a flip to the local economy as well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "Water conservation is not just a policy, but a matter of social commitment." The Prime Minister highlighted a series of initiatives undertaken by his government, including the Jal Jeevan Mission, Atal Bhujal Yojana towards sustainable future. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched BJP's poll campaign by releasing the party's manifesto for Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls during a two-day visit to Jammu. Mr. Shah released the BJP's manifesto outlining the party's vision and goals for the region. Addressing a gathering at the launch of BJP's manifesto, Mr. Shah said that since independence, Jammu and Kashmir has been an important part of our party and asserted that Article 370 is now part of history and will never come back. His visit is seen as a pivotal moment in the BJP's election preparations for Jammu and Kashmir, with party leaders gearing up for key meetings and public events. The central government has mobilized NDRF teams, Indian Air Force and Navy to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana governments in rescue and relief efforts in flood-affected areas. This was stated by Additional Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, while briefing media in Vijayawada today on the ongoing flood situation and rescue operations being carried out by various teams in the two states. The central team, led by Mr. Jindal, took stock of the situation on extensive damage caused by heavy rains and floods across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The additional secretary said the central government has been extending all the requisite and timely assistance to the state governments of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the relief and rescue efforts. Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh N. Chandrababu Naidu conducted an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas in Vijayawada today. He inspected the work being done to seal the third breach in the Budameru Canal. Two other breaches have already been sealed by civil administration, and the Indian Navy, with the assistance of civil administration, is working on war footing to seal the third breach. During the aerial survey, the Chief Minister also inspected the areas along the Budameru Canal from Vijayawada to its discharge into Kolerook Lake. He also inspected areas near the confluence junction of Krishna River into Bay of Bengal. A popular tourist island south of mainland China has been hit by the most powerful typhoon in a decade, leaving the area facing potentially catastrophic winds and torrential rain. According to state media, the 11th typhoon of the year Yagi slammed into Wenchang City in the northeast of Hainan Island with winds of 223 km per hour today. The 4 lakh residents of the Chinese province of Hainan have been relocated ahead of the typhoon's arrival. At the Paris Paralympic Games, star athlete Praveen Kumar bagged a gold medal in the men's high jump T64 final. Praveen secured the spot on the podium with a brilliant effort of 2.08 meter, setting a new area record. In a tightly contested final, Praveen made 7 successful jumps in a row to claim the number one position. With this gold, India have climbed to the 14th spot in the medal tally with a total of 26 medals, including 6 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.